USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The U.S. is sending senior FBI and DHS officials to Port-au-Prince as soon as possible to assist with the investigation into the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, the White House said Friday, in response to a Haitian government's formal request for assistance. However, the U.S. has no plans to send military assistance at this time, amid reports that Haitian officials had requested troops to secure critical infrastructure. She says all Confederate statues need to be removed. Zayana Bryant is a student activist and community organizer studying at the University of Virginia.
All of the Confederate monuments need to come down all over. And I'm not necessarily interested in putting up new monuments of black people to equal it out. I'm interested in making sure that the deeper systems.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Local school boards around the country are increasingly becoming cauldrons of anger and political division, boiling with disputes over such issues as COVID-19 mask rules, the treatment of transgender students, and how to teach the history of racism and slavery in America. Meetings that were once orderly, even boring, have turned ugly. School board elections that were once uncontested have drawn slates of candidates galvanized by one issue or another. The western U.S. will bake in record-breaking heat this weekend. All-time records are in jeopardy.
I'm CNN meteorologist Allison Chinchar. Over 30 million people are under some type of excessive heat alert today, stretching from northern Washington state all the way down to the Arizona-Mexico border and everywhere pretty much in between. And this is a day after so many places set records. Take, for example, Needles, California, hitting 120 degrees.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
California plans to require masks for all students in the fall, despite guidance from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that says vaccinated students and teachers don't need to wear them amid proper physical distancing. State health officials said the requirement will allow for full-time in-person learning and for all students to be treated the same, whether they're vaccinated or not. Gas prices keep going up. Here's Tim Berg with the latest.
According to AAA, the average price of a gallon of gas is expected to increase between 10 and 20 cents a gallon nationwide by August. A AAA spokesman saying gas demand and more expensive crude oil prices are pushing gas prices higher. The group adding crude oil prices are likely to surpass $76 as soon as the end of Tuesday for the first time since November 2014, which will likely lead to further gas price increases over the weeks ahead. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Confederate monument that helped spark a violent white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, has been hoisted off its stone pedestal. Work to remove the statue of General Robert E. Lee began early Saturday morning. Crews were also expected to take down a second Confederate monument. Spectators by the dozens lined the blocks surrounding the park, and a cheer went up as the statue lifted off the pedestal. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.